Welcome to Not Your Parents' Financial Advisor, the go-to financial education podcast for affluent millennials. Join your host, certified financial planner professional and millennial Alex LaRosa, as he breaks down expert financial planning tips for the younger generation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Not Your Parents' Financial Advisor. So this podcast is going to be tailored to what I call affluent millennials. And your first question may be, what the hell is affluent mean, right? And you're right to ask that. So in the financial planning world, affluent means a few different things. But in this context, what I'm talking about is younger professionals who have some disposable income, right? So they have a good paying job. They're saving more. They don't quite have the assets, right, to be considered wealthy, right? Another name for these type of people is also Henrys, high earners, not rich yet, right? So that's going to be, you know, who this podcast is tailored to. Your second question may be, who the hell am I and why am I qualified to conduct a podcast like this, right? So, I am a certified financial planner. I've been in the business over 7 years. Advising wealthy clients who are usually older and have accumulated wealth, right? Helping them plan for retirement, do tax planning, estate planning, etc. And I'm also a millennial, right? So at the time of this podcast, I'm 35, and I've already accomplished, or I'm trying to accomplish, the same things that many of the younger professionals that I'm gearing this podcast towards also are doing. So the goal of this podcast is to bring my expertise in advising high net worth clients, pair it with my experience of being a millennial, and I hope to give you relatable financial education to these affluent millennials who are looking to build long-term wealth. So in today's episode, it's going to be a short one. What I want to talk about is, you know, a few statistics about millennials, what I believe makes them unique when it comes to their generation. So the first stat that I would like to share is from Broadridge Financial, right? And it is that 61% of millennials have or intend to seek out financial advice, which is compared to, if you compare that to Gen X, where only 58% seek financial advice, right? So I found this stat very interesting because I've always viewed the younger generation as a more do-it-yourself generation, right? With all the available information with YouTube and things you see online, the sheer amount of information that's available to at our fingertips, a lot of people can learn things and think they can learn things and do it themselves, right? So to see that more of us are actually seeking good financial advice, compared to previous generations, is encouraging, right? And I do like to think that some of that is probably because of the evolution in financial advice, right? 20 years ago, people were stockbrokers, they were trading on commissions. Trying to get good, relatable fiduciary advice was hard, right? So over the last 20 years, more and more RIAs, or fiduciary advisors, who are independent, they're fee-only, and they treat their clients fairly, have opened. So that's given a lot of the younger generation their pick of, you know, who they would trust to guide them in the right direction when it comes to their financial well-being. So the next stat I'm going to share is from the National Institute of Retirement Security. And that is that 95% of millennials are saving less than the recommended amount. it seems okay because everyone thinks, well, they're younger, so they have time and it's not going to impact them as much. However, there's a big problem with the thing called time value of money, right? Meaning that the later you start saving, that can mean hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars 30 years down the line, right? So it really is important for younger people to save as much as they can when they can, because time truly is the most powerful input when it comes to investment returns and building wealth. It's time. And that is something we will cover in later episodes, is the time value of money and the impact on starting early versus starting later, and how you can make that up. So I also believe that this is probably due to millennial spending habits. I know I fall into it, but a lot of millennials, they fall into the trap that's called lifestyle inflation, which means that as they earn more, as they get promotions, as they get bonuses, their expenses go up. It's part of the society that we live in, where we try to keep up with our peers. We try to, appear as if we are successful. So the spending, it increases. It increases with the income. So your savings rate really never goes up. You're making more, but you're saving the same amount you were before. So that is something that we will also discuss in future episodes, is lifestyle inflation and how to avoid it. The next stat is from Saveology, and that is that 84% of millennials are underinsured, right? I do find this to be true with most of the people that I talk to, but it's really when it comes to insurance, it has to do with life insurance. And we do not sell life insurance. I do not sell life insurance, but I am an advocate for having proper term life insurance when you have dependents and people that depend on your income. The problem is when people try to profit off of life insurance by mixing it with investments. Again, that is something we can cover in a future episode. But having a good term policy to protect the loss of your income due to an unexpected death is something everyone should have, right? But I do find, you know, between disability, life insurance, most millennials are underinsured, right? And that could be just from the general distrust of the insurance agencies, which is founded. All right, the last stat that I want to share today is from NEFE, and that is 76% of millennials are not financially literate. This one is shocking to me because, as I said earlier in the episode, the sheer amount of information that's available, there's really no excuse. And I do find that many of the people that I talk to, it's really just the fact that they bury their heads in the sand. No harm, no foul. If you don't see it, it doesn't hurt. So they just ignore their finances. They have no idea what they're invested in. They have no idea if it's growing. It's quite shocking when I sit down with younger investors and people that are looking for financial advice, just how unorganized they are when it comes to their finances. And it's simple stuff like making sure their 401k contributions are actually going into an investment and not into cash, or not having too much cash. That is another problem that a lot of younger people have, is they hold way too much cash because they don't know what to do with it. They believe that they're supposed to save. They don't know where to save it. It ends up accumulating into a bank account, making almost nothing and getting eaten by inflation over time. So I did find that statistic particularly to be shocking. I think it's just from the fact that people don't want to learn, right? Which is fine. You know, if you don't want to learn, then make sure that you have a good financial advisor who's actually looking after your best interest on your side, trying to take care of the things that you're ignoring, because otherwise you're going to fall behind. So that is all that I have for today. As I said, it was a short episode. I hope that you enjoyed it, for those that listened. In the coming weeks, I'll begin to release episodes that dig a little bit deeper into some of the financial strategies and answer some frequently asked questions. I'll also try and interview a few subject matter experts, and I'll even bust some financial myths that I find online, which, again, I think is a part of that, you know, sheer amount of information. There's a lot of disinformation out there and a lot of bad information that people follow blindly because they see it online. So please like and subscribe. I would really appreciate it. The episodes are going to be longer and more in depth in the future. This was just a pilot episode to kind of discuss what this podcast is intending to do, and as well as just lay out what the target audience looks like, that affluent millennial. All right. Have a great day.